ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 17th chapter, text number 23. Yasyadya asit guna vigraho mahan vigyana dishnyo bhagavana jakiram yat sambhavoyaham trivrita svate jasa vikari Kam tamasam aindriyam sriji Itivayam yasya vasi mahatmana Stita shakunta eva sutra yantrita Mahanaham vai kritatam asendriyai Srijama sarve yad anugrahadidham Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila Aisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. From that Supreme Personality of Godhead appears Lord Brahma, whose body is made from the total material energy. The reservoir of intelligence predominated by the passionate mode of material nature. From Lord Brahma, I myself am born as a representation of false ego, known as Rudra. By my own power, I create all the other demigods, the five elements and the senses. Therefore, I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than any of us, and under whose control are situated all the demigods. Material elements and senses, and even Lord Brahma and I myself, like birds bound by a rope. Only by the Lord's grace can we create, maintain, and annihilate the material world. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Being. Purport. A summary of creation is given in this verse. From Sankarshan, Mahavishnu expands, and from Mahavishnu, Garbhodakasha Vishnu expands. Lord Brahma, who was born of Garbhodakasha Vishnu, fathers Lord Shiva, from whom all the other demigods gradually evolved. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu are incarnations of the different material qualities. Lord Vishnu is actually above all material qualities, but he accepts control of Sattvaguna, the mode of goodness, to maintain the universe. Lord Brahma is born from the Mahatattva. Brahma creates the entire universe. Lord Vishnu maintains it, and Lord Shiva annihilates it. The Supreme Personality of Godhead controls all the most important demigods, especially Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Exactly as the owner of a bird controls it by binding it with a rope. Sometimes vultures are controlled in this way. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanam Janam Shalakaya Chakshurin Mirita Mena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapita minabhutale Svayam rupa kadamayam Dadati sapadam tukam Namo mahavadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne Goradvishen Shri Krishna chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hari Manshakar Patrubhyascha Kripasindu Bhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mukam Karuti Vachalam Pangom Nangayate Giriho Yatkipam Tamaham Vandu Shiguru Dinataranam. So here Lord Shiva continues his prayers, explaining the greatness actually of the Supreme Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam in the 12th canto established Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. Among all the Vaishnavas, the greatest is Lord Shambhu or Shiva. He is considered the topmost authority of the whole Vaishnava community, and also one of the 12 Mahajan. So we could say that he is the most important of the 12 Mahajan if he is the greatest Vaishnava. And he is always glorifying Krishna. Lord Shiva is always glorifying Krishna. Some people adore, they worship Lord Shiva independently, thinking him to be God or making some offerings to him. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that actually he doesn't accept this worship. Because if somebody offers some food to Lord Shiva, or even the other demigods, if that food has not been offered to Lord Vishnu first, they will not take it. Because they are Vaishnav and they eat only prasad. So if you give them some bhoga, they will not take it. So what the people they receive actually is nothing. It happens nothing because the demigod, they don't accept their offering. That's why normally in the worship of the demigods, when it is correctly done, first we have to offer everything to Lord Vishnu, then after to that demigod. Because they are Vaishnavas. And here Lord Shiva is explaining this clearly. The mood of a Vaishnava, his happiness and satisfaction is to be always under Krishna, to be always considering himself as a very little servant of Krishna. And this is the mood of even the greatest personality in this universe, like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. They consider themselves very little, tiny servant of Krishna. And their happiness is actually to declare this, that I am just a little servant of Krishna, nothing else. Whatever you may think I am, whatever great thing I can have done, actually you should know that this is not by my own power. This is just because Krishna wanted me to do that and he gave me the power to do that. Thankfully, I'm just a little tiny little servant. Ekale Ishvara Krishna or Sabha Bricha. There is only one Supreme Lord, which is Supreme Controller. This is Krishna. All the others, they are his servant. Whoever they may be, they are his servant. Ara Sabha Bricha. Bricha means servant. So this is the conclusion that an Acharya or Mahajan has to establish. This is how we recognize who is a bona fide spiritual master or who is a cheater. A bona fide spiritual master will always, under any circumstance, position himself as a very insignificant servant of Krishna. Because he feels happiness by doing so. Who is not bona fide, he will always try to present himself as being better than others, having some special power or special knowledge or special devotion. But the greatest Vaishnava, they think they don't have any devotion. Lord Shiva also says. So, why? Because actually, the ecstasy or ananda is the fruit of humility, Dhonya. Actually, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur explained that Dhonya is the source of Ananda, or humility is the source of happiness. How much you can be humble, that much you will experience happiness. And Ananda is more than happiness, it's unlimited happiness. But that unlimited happiness, or sometimes we use the word ecstasy or different word, this unlimited happiness or ecstasy can be experienced only proportionally to our humility. That's why in order to feel the divine love for Krishna, which is this unlimited happiness, we have to become very humble. So the Acharya, they always establish this. They don't make any other rules. Because first, this is their own ecstasy also, to put themselves always lower than the Das. Gopi Bharta Padaka Malayor, Das. We are just the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. This is the happiness of the Vaishnava. More Das he can be, more happy he is. In the material world, everybody wants to become a master. Ishvara, no? Everybody wants to be Ishvara. But actually, there is no really happiness to be Ishvara. You know that story? There was one yogi, he wanted to become God. So he underwent such austerities, very hard austerities, that finally Krishna said, I have to do something. So he came to him and he said, what do you want? He said, I want to become God. Krishna said, you want to become God? Yes. Are you sure? Yes, I want to become God. Krishna said, okay, tatashta, so be it. And all of a sudden the yogi started to hear all the prayers of everybody around the universe. My Lord, please help me. I need this. I need this. Oh, I need this. Please help me. And then some people chastising him. Oh, you don't exist. You know, thousands and thousands and thousands of voices he started to hear. And he said, what is this? And they could not stop. Could not do nothing. More and more people, many were complaining, many were glorifying him, many were asking him so many things. And after 5 minutes he said, no, that's too much. Please stop. I don't want this anymore. In this way, we cannot imitate. Even if we want, we could not support, because we don't have the ability to deal with that. Because we are Anu Chaitanya, infinitesimal consciousness. Only Krishna is Vibhu Chaitanya, unlimited consciousness. So he can relate with all living entities at the same time. But we can't. No? Sometimes some people, they want glory, they want to be famous. But after what happens? So many people are after them, they have to put black glasses, you know, to go on the street in order not to be recognized. Because as soon as they go out of their house, some paparazzi will come, take some pictures, you know. And it's terrible life. It becomes a terrible life. They cannot be alone for 1 second. Whatever they will do today, if they go on the street, if they do one weird thing, that will be on the newspaper tomorrow. No? If he goes to a park, you know, to take some rest, if he falls asleep on the bench, tomorrow there will be his picture sleeping on the bench like Zeke in the park. No? Everybody is free to go in the park and fall asleep on the bench. But he will have his picture in first. If he says something to someone, everybody will know. You know, in New York we had this building in 55th Street, There was a very huge building, 12-story building. And Prabhupada went there. And we had a great restaurant in the ground floor, Govindam. And this restaurant was extremely famous restaurant that all the stars, they would come there. All the movie stars, they would come to our restaurant. This is like 30 years ago, maybe 40 years ago, maybe more. It started 40 years ago. Yeah. And one devotee told me, who was there at that time, he told me, actually, once he heard some movie star, they were saying, it's nice coming here with these Hare Krishna devotees, because when we come here, nobody recognizes us. So we are peaceful. Because the Hare Krishna devotees, they don't know who is the movie star, because there's so much TV. So they just enter, and they say, they are greeted like ordinary person, because they don't know who is that person. They don't know him. So they were enjoying coming to Govinda restaurant. Because of this, they could be incognito. So, I'm sure that what you said was something very nice, but I could not understand anything. Please forgive me. I tried, but you were speaking loud, lowly, and I could not. Sorry. So yes, like this. The happiness of the Vaishnava is to be little servant of Krishna. And Prabhupada was like this always. Prabhupada always presented himself. Whenever somebody would glorify him, he would just say, no, I'm just a little servant of my spiritual master. He asked me to come here and to do this. So I had a faith in his instruction, and I say, okay, let me try what my spiritual master wants. And if something actually is happening, this is only by the power of his instruction. Don't think this is my power. Of course, we know that Srila Prabhupada is as much powerful as his Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, because they are on the same level, they are coming from the same transcendental platform. And the eternal pastime of Radha and Krishna. But he never took anything for himself. He just presented himself as being little servant. That was his happiness, actually. This is the real mood of Prabhupada. Sometimes the Vaishnava, when they are Acharya, like Prabhupada, they have to play some role, you know, to play that, the role of receiving the worship, but they don't like this so much. They play this just as a service, but when they do this, actually internally they meditate on Krishna, and they take shelter of Krishna, and they absorb themselves in the realization that they are just little, tiny servant of Krishna, but my Lord, I just accept this on your behalf in order to help them, if this can give them faith. But actually, their feeling is this, we can see. So beautifully expressed by Lord Shiva, he is demonstrating verse after verse after verse, making long prayers, only demonstrating how much is nothing and how everything actually is the glory of Krishna. Whole credit is going to Krishna. And in this way, the Vaishnav, by expressing their own mood, finally they establish the truth of Krishna's glory in this world. So this is Mahajan or Acharya. Lord Shiva is doing this, showing us the path. Therefore he is considered the best of the Vaishnava. Vaishnava nam yata sambhu. Because he's always glorifying Krishna and always chanting his holy name, you know? in every picture of Lord Shiva or deity, you will see he has some beads in his hands. Yes, because he is always chanting the holy name, Kirtaniya Sadahari. If he is the greatest Vaishnava, then he must be the embodiment of Trinarapisunichena verse, no? Trinarapisunichena. More humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. Without desiring any respect for himself, but always ready to offer respect to all others. This is nature of Lord Shiva. Yes, of course, it's like this. Because Sutta Goswami said, Vaishnavanam yata sambhu. And these are the qualities of a Vaishnava, so he must be like this. And he's proving it here. Not only we cannot pose ourselves as a Vaishnava, we have to prove it also by our own behavior. And if you read the Bhagavatam, you will see that every time Lord Shiva is proving this by his own behavior. He never glorified himself in the entire Bhagavatam. He's just glorifying always Krishna and taking little position. Always very respectful to everybody. Even when Daksha chastised him, he didn't reply. No? He remained like this. Daksha offended him very severely, you know. He blasphemed him in the assembly of all demigods. In order to be chastised like this in front of the greatest personality of the universe without saying nothing, you must be very humble. Because everybody would feel like defending one's own position, no? Especially if there are some very important person and you are ridiculized in front of very important person, normally the ego just, how to say, jump out of our body and say, hey, what are you doing? You don't know who I am. But he did just remain eyes closed. And he didn't took notice of Daksha's offense. This is Amanina, because he is not waiting for any respect for anybody. And Lord Chaitanya told the same thing to Raghunath Das Goswami. He told him, you should not expect any respect from anybody. In this way, if glorification come because you are not expecting it, you will not be affected by it. And if disrespect come, you will not be affected also. So by not waiting for any respect, you will remain peaceful in whether you are glorified or blasphemed, you will remain. And Lord Shiva is so humble that few years later, his wife, who was actually the daughter of Daksha, Sati.
Yes, that
was me. Huh?
She was Sati.
Yeah, Sati. She heard that her father was organizing a huge yagya in his planet, and there were another planet, Kailash. They were living in Kailash, and all the demigods were invited to go there. She said she wanted to go. It was a long time she has not seen her mothers and sisters and family. She wanted to go. She asked to Lord Shiva, can I go? And Lord Shiva told her, you can go, but I will not go. She said, why? Please come with me. And Lord Shiva said, no, because a Vaishnava doesn't like to go somewhere. If he knows some people, they will not appreciate his presence there. He doesn't have interest to go there. Because if I go there, that will just disturb them. They don't like me. Your father clearly don't like me. Doesn't like me. So why should I go there? So this is the humility of Lord Shiva. Even though he is the greatest Vaishnava, million times greater than Daksha, but still he is thinking, Daksha doesn't like me, and I will not go there. Otherwise, my presence will be disturbance. So out of humility, he remained in Kailash. and Sati went. So he's Amanina and Manadina, always offering his obeisances to all living entities. This is how we have to be if we want to be Vaishnava. Then Kirtanya Sadahari, we can chant always the holy name. Somebody who knows what is the treasure in Krishna's holy name will choose for that path in life, a path of humility. Because he knows, if I walk on that path, then I can chant the holy name. Really chant the holy name. If I don't walk on that path, I will never succeed in chanting the holy name. So chanting the holy name is our main activity, no? We are the movement of Sankirtan. Chanting the holy name is the Yuga Dharma, is the religious activity for the Kali Yuga. Prabhupada established everything based on the chanting of the holy name. He started by chanting the holy name. He went to Tomskin Square Park. That will be the 50 years of Tomskin Square Park. First Kirtan next month. It was in October 1966. They will organize some events there. And Prabhupada just went there and he started chanting. And by the power of his Kirtan, everything started. Because everything is in the chanting. You know, one day, Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji, you know who he was, one of the great disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, one of the best friends of Srila Prabhupada, he said to Bibi Govinda Swami, you know Bibi Govinda Swami, which is one of our GBC, a disciple of Prabhupada, he told me, you know, what your spiritual master has done, that means Prabhupada, no acharya had ever done before. There is no, how to say, history of an acharya doing such a thing before. And I tell you this, I am an old man. At that time, Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji was maybe 80 years old, something like that. He said, I am an old man, and I have seen many Vaishnavas in my life. I have seen many great souls. Yes, he was disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta, so he saw many, many great souls. But I can tell you, I have never seen someone like your Gurudev. And you know why? Why he was successful in his mission? Because he has faith in the holy name of Krishna. And by the power of that faith, he was successful in his mission. And Prabhupada said that, no? When he was on the Jaladuta, arriving to... Oh, that's interesting. I was not planning this, but today is the day of Prabhupada's arrival in the U.S. I was not planning, but Krishna guided. When he was on the Jaladuta, Prabhupada wrote a prayer, Markandeya. What is the name? I read it. Bhagavat. Markini Bhagavat Dharma. Markini Bhagavat Dharma. And Prabhupada just concluded his prayer by saying, I have no knowledge and no devotion, but I have faith in your holy name. This is the only thing I have. I know your holy name is the key of success. If I have just something, this is that I have faith in the holy name. That was Prabhupada's whole foundation in life. He came in New York with nothing. Absolutely nothing. Only one case of Bhagavatam, first canto. Actually only the three, first volume of first canto, and 50 rupees. 50 rupees is like nothing. Even though, how to say, it's less than nothing, because actually Prabhupada didn't know that in America you cannot change the rupees. So he came with nothing. That the only thing he had with him was the Bhagavatam and the faith in the holy name of Krishna. And he knew only with that he could be successful to spread the message of Mahaprabhu in the entire world. Yes. He was not relying on his own strengths. He was relying on the strengths of the holy name of Krishna. Yes, I have faith in the power of your name. Namna makari bahuda ninja sarva shaktis. Because I know your holy name is containing all your energies. Everything is there in your holy name. So he had faith that if I chant your holy name, that means you are here. And if you are here, then all success can be there. You know? Like last verse of the Bhagavad Gita, wherever there is Krishna, wherever there is Arjuna, there will be always opulence and victory. No? So wherever there is the name of Krishna, there will be victorious. Prabhupada knew, if I just chant by taking full shelter of the holy name, everything can happen. And it happens. It happened. Of course, because of the purity of his chanting. So the entire movement of Mahaprabhu is based on the holy name. Once when Prabhupada was in Melbourne, Australia, I think Melbourne, he said in a class, actually we have written all these books, but the most important thing is the chanting of the holy name. If one understands that only by chanting the holy name he can attain everything, then that person has understood our philosophy. And if he cannot understand that, then there is all these books. You can read it, that will convince you of that fact. So actually all the books Prabhupada wrote is to give us faith in the holy name, to bring us to that point where we will understand that actually everything we need is in the holy name. And if you want the proof of this, the proof is found in the last verse of the Bhagavatam. You know what is the last verse of the Bhagavatam? I forgot the Sanskrit. Oh my God. I knew it before, but I forgot. In the last verse, very, very last verse of the 12th canto, Vyasadev is concluding by writing, I offer my humble obeisances unto that person by chanting whose name all sins are destroyed and all perfection is attained. That's how he's concluding the Bhagavatam. You can find it?
Obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Hari, the congregational chanting of whose holy names destroys all sinful reaction, and the offering of obeisances unto whom relieves all material suffering.
This is the conclusion of the Bhagavatam. So he is closing the Bhagavatam while making an opening. This is the beautiful way. Good writers or artists, they know this. When you close your masterpiece, you have to open on something beautiful. You should not never close a story that the story is ended. No. So you have to open on something that can go further. So Vyasadeva closed the Bhagavatam by opening. You can read the Sanskrit?
Yes.
Namasam kirtana yasya.
Namasam kirtana yasya sarva papa pranaa shanam. Pranamo dukha shamanas tam namami harikara.
So he's concluding by saying Namasam kirtana yasya. that now I have concluded this Bhagavatam. If you want to go further, then just chant the name of Krishna and everything else will come to you. This is interesting, no? He is opening, making that opening. Now Bhagavatam is finished. I have nothing more to say, expect that if you want to go further, then you just take this process at heart and chant the holy name of Krishna. And more will come. First, you will get the realization of everything I have told you by the power of the holy name of Krishna, and more, much more. This is just a little, how to say?
Appetizer,
exactly. I could not find the word. This is just little appetizer. 18,000 verse. But if you chant the holy name, much more will be revealed to you in your heart. So this is the power of the holy name of Krishna. We are devotees, little devotees, it's true, but we are aspiring to go forward in spiritual life. That means we have to understand this fact. If we want to do some progress, whatever, we have to put our faith in the holy name. It must become the center of our life. Nam Sankirtana. This is what Prabhupada wanted. One day Prabhupada was playing in the kirtan like this, and when the long time, you know, and when the kirtan ended, Prabhupada stopped, everybody stopped, and Prabhupada then just said, actually, I am just a kirtan man. This is what I am. You know, when Prabhupada would do kirtan in Tomskin Square Park, this first kirtan, he would play for 3 hours. He would not stop. For 3 hours he would play. Same tune, not stop. And once Brahmananda, who was one of the first devotees to join there, he asked to Swamiji at the time, they called him Swamiji, what is the best way to chant the holy name of Krishna? Prabhupada told him the best way to chant the holy name is that you should never become tired of chanting it. That means you have to chant it continuously. What will enable you to never stop chanting it, that is the best way. And you can always continue. Kirtanya Sada Hari. Always chant. With a pure heart. And then everything will come to you. Because Abhinadvam Namanamino. The holy name is none different from Krishna. We approach the holy name as being a mantra. No? This is a mantra. Or chant this mantra. Okay. Some kind of meditation. And chant this mantra that will pacify your mind. That will. But actually the holy name is not a mantra. It's much more than a mantra. It is also a mantra. Mana trayate. Mantra means that will liberate the mind. But it's much more than a mantra. It's a person. Abhinadvam nami namino. Nama chintamani Krishna chaitanya rasa vigraha. The holy name of Krishna is like a transcendental touchstone, which is the embodiment of all feelings. Chaitanya rasa vigraha. So the holy name of Krishna is not a dull sound, yes? That's another thing. When you preach to people, you cannot tell them the conclusion of the philosophy. You have to start by the introduction of the philosophy. And after, you gradually, otherwise this is like preaching the glories of holy name to somebody who has no faith. So you have to introduce. If you meet the people in the street and you tell them that the Supreme Lord, who is controlling everything, his mother is catching him by the hair like this, they will just think that you are an insane person. No? So we have to first introduce them to the Bhagavad Gita and all this. First understand who we are speaking about, then we can go further. But the conclusion is that the Holy Name is not only a mantra, it is a person who comes to us in the form of sound. Because that person is absolute. He can manifest himself in any form. No? Krishna appears as a swan. Krishna appears as a half man, half lion. Krishna appears as a dwarf, a vamana. We celebrated recently. Krishna appears as a boar. Krishna appears as a tortoise. Krishna appears as a blue boy. Krishna appears as a green boy. Krishna appears as a white boy. Krishna appears as Buddha. So many incarnation. Kali Kali Nama Rupi Krishna Avatar. But in the age of Kali, Krishna appears in the form of his name. So that person, most wonderful person, comes to us in the form of this sound. But this sound is not sound, it is a person. You understand? We have to approach that sound not as being a sound, but as being a person. Once I asked to my spiritual master, how can I improve my chanting? He just gave me that answer. You have to understand clearly that the Holy Name is a person. And approach him like you are approaching a person, not an exercise of meditation or a body core to do every day, body core to do every day, or some purifying a method. No, the Holy Name is not purifying, he is a person. That's the original Swarup or original identity of the Holy Name, he is a person. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. And that person is full of feelings, because a person means thinking, feeling, willing. This is the definition of consciousness, Prabhupada explained. Consciousness means three things: thinking, feeling, and willing. Wherever there is a thinking, feeling, and willing, there is consciousness. Wherever there is consciousness, there is thinking, feeling, and willing. So, he is a person, that means that sound is thinking. He is willing, and he is feeling. Yes, it's not, because sound normally is not thinking, no? Sound is just sound. Material is one of the material elements, sound. But it is not thinking, it is not feeling, and it is not willing, because it's unconscious reality or jada, this is dull energy, material energy. But the Holy Name is not material. He is living sound. This is a living sound, not a dull sound. So when we come in contact with this sound, we come in contact with a person. That person is there in form of sound. This is our difficulty, because we are not used to meet the person in form of sound. No? Normally we use the person should have a body, like me. I can see him, I can touch him. Then it's somebody present himself like us, moving in front of us, we accept he is a person. But in form of sound, it's a little bit strange for us, but it is so. Kali Kali Nama Rupi Krishna Avatar. Abhinadvam Nami Nami No. There is no difference between Krishna and his name. So if we want to approach Krishna, actually, the experience of Krishna will come through the Holy Name. This is what Vyasa concluded. Now you have heard all this. This is good. This came to your ears. You have that knowledge. Now if you want to experience this, if you want to enter into that reality, Nama Sankirtana Yasa, you have to change the Holy Name. Then you will come from Gyan to Vigyan, or from theoretical knowledge to practical realization. That person about whom we have been speaking in 18,000 verses, now that person you will be able to meet. face to face by understanding this. Namna Makari Bahura Ninja Sarva Shaktis. Prabhupada translated that, "Oh Krishna, you are so kind that you enable us to approach you easily through the chanting of your holy name." So the chanting of the holy name is approach of Krishna. So we are dealing with someone or a person. That's why we have to be very attentive when we are chanting. Because when we deal with a person, we have to be attentive. This is respect and love. No? We have experience in life, if we are not attentive to the person, we cannot really connect with them. This person will not be very inclined toward us. We will not develop relation with this person. If you want to develop a relation with someone, first you have to be attentive to that person. Whenever he comes to you, whenever he looks at you or he speaks to you, you have to be attentive. So attentiveness is important. And then you have to be truthful to that person. And you have to reveal your heart to that person. This is how we establish a relationship, deeper and deeper. So deep relationship is established by revealing one's mind to somebody and listening someone revealing to us his mind. This is what Rupa Goswami explained in Upadeshamrita, no? The sixth exchange of love. One is offered a present to a Vaishnava and receiving some present. To offer some prasadam to a Vaishnava and receiving some prasad. And the last one is to reveal one's mind to a Vaishnava and to listen that person revealing to us his heart. So in the same way, when we are chanting, if we want to establish a relation with the holy name, we have to reveal our heart to Krishna. We have to open our heart to the holy name and just to reveal him our heart. Yes, this is what I think, this is what I feel. And Krishna will reciprocate that he will do the same thing. He will reveal his feelings also to us. This is called Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, his embodiment of spiritual feelings. He is a feeling person. God is a sentient, though has proved. In personal calamity, though have moved. You know, Prabhupada wrote this poem about Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta. And when Bhaktisiddhānta heard this poem, he was very satisfied. I think it's from there that he got this title, Bhaktivedanta. No? Because Bhaktivedanta, he got this title even before being initiated in Tridandi Sannyasi, before receiving sannyas from Keshava Bharati Maharaj that we celebrated last week. He was already Bhaktivedanta. He received that title from Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta. Because he has composed that verse. God is a sentient, though has proved. Or you have proved that God is not impersonal reality. Impersonal calamity, though have moved. You have proved that God is full of feelings. This is the glory of Bhaktisiddhanta, I said. My spiritual master, this is what you have established on this earth. You have established that God is a person full of feelings. It's much more beautiful, no? To relate with one God who is full of feelings. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Nitya, the holy name of Krishna is eternal. Like Krishna is eternal, his holy name is eternal. Purnu, like the holy name of Krishna is, like Krishna is complete. Everything is there in Krishna. Nothing is not in Krishna. So in the same way, the holy name of Krishna is Purna. So if the holy name of Krishna is Purna, what do we need else? No? If something is the sum total of everything, what do you need else than this? Nitya Purna, Sudho, is eternally pure, and Mukto, eternally liberated. Cannot be affected by anything. Abhinadvam nami namino. Why? Because there is no difference between the holy name and Krishna himself. That verse we should never forget when we chant the holy name. this verse should be our foundation. We can recite before starting chanting, for example. The holy name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. This is our path. We are initiated in the chanting of the holy name. ISKCON Society, no? International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But without Kirtan, there is no ISKCON. The entire ISKCON is based on Kirtan. Then we have many other things. This is to... All many other things which are done is to introduce more people to the Kirtan. What is our preaching? Our preaching is to bring some people to understand Krishna and start chanting the holy name. If we don't bring people to start chanting the holy name in their life, then we are not really reaching the final conclusion of preaching. Preaching means we have to reach that point where someone will start chanting the holy name of Krishna in his life. Then he becomes a Vaishnava. Because who is chanting the holy name of Krishna is a Vaishnava, according to Mahaprabhu. So we have made a devotee when we say, we have made a devotee, no? We have made a devotee only when that person starts chanting the holy name every day. This is our movement. So we do festivals, we distribute some books, all this in order to convince the people, yes, accept this holy name in your life. Because we know after, everything will be accomplished just by this chanting. Because this chanting includes everything in him. Because the holy name is not different from Krishna. That means when we start to chant the holy name every day in our lives, that means every day we are with Krishna. And after, it's just a question of time. We have just to teach the person how to chant properly. This is the second phase. That we have to implement a little bit more in our society and in the world, how to chant properly. Like Srila Sachinandana Maharaj always liked to say, now you have received the proper process, the most beautiful process, now you have to know how to apply it properly. It's not only that we have got this holy name, we have to know also how to chant it properly. Otherwise it may take a long, long time. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that someone who is chanting the holy name, if he's not chanting properly, that can take even millions of lives. If he's making some mistakes in the way he's chanting. So we have to learn the science. There is a science. The acharyas, they wrote many books about this in order to teach us the science of chanting the holy name. There is Harinam Chintamani from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We have to know these books because chanting the holy name is the main activity of our life. So we have to know the science of chanting the holy name. Otherwise we will chant callously. We don't know what we are doing. No? We're chanting but we don't really know what we are doing. If we want to obtain full benefit, we have to become conscious of what is there really. What is this process? There is a whole process. So Harinam Chintamani is there. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote Bhajan Rahasya. This is also a book completely focused on the chanting of the holy name. Then in his book Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wrote an entire chapter about the process of chanting the holy name. Then in the Prema Vivarta, Jagadananda Pandit also wrote two chapters about how to chant the holy name. And then we have many books. Then we have books from our contemporaries, Vaishnava, like Gaur Govindas Swami Maharaj. There is one book called Sudanam Bhajan. And Sachinandan Maharaj also written three books about the holy name. And yes, Manidhi Maharaj. So we have many books about how to chant the holy name. That means there is a lot to say. How to perfect this process. This is an art. We have to learn this art. because our entire life and evolution is depending on that, how we will chant the holy name. When Lord Chaitanya asked to Hari Das Thakur how we can recognize a Vaishnava, so Hari Das Thakur gave him that simple definition. How much somebody is attached to the holy name, that much he is a Vaishnava. We can estimate the level of Vaishnava according to his attachment to the holy name. That's it. No other conclusion. Mahaprabhu was satisfied because that is also his conclusion. So Mahaprabhu came to give us that holy name of Krishna and came to try to instill that faith in our hearts that yes, just by chanting the holy name of Krishna, I can have everything. I can develop pure love for Krishna, prema, just by chanting the holy name. And Krishna will appear to me just by chanting the holy name. Yes. By chanting the holy name, if we chant without offense, then the form of Krishna will gradually appear in our heart. Then his qualities, then his pastime, and then we will even be introduced into the pastime. Just by chanting. You just sit and chant. But in order to get the mercy of the holy name, in order to induce that person to reveal himself, it is very important to share with others also, to preach to others. Because, like Jesus said, blessed are those who are merciful because they will receive mercy. So if we want Krishna to be merciful to us, if we want Krishna to reveal himself to us, we have to share whatever we have with others also. By giving, you will inspire Krishna to give you more. So this is why Prabhupada engaged us in preaching. So he told us, chant the holy name, but also share with others. The more you will share, the more Krishna will be inspired to reveal himself to you. So both have to go together, chanting and preaching. When we are preaching, to make the holy name happy. In order that when we will chant, he will feel himself inclined to reveal to us, to reveal himself to us in our heart. This is how it happens. This is what we call Nama Seva. We have to become a servant of the holy name. We should not chant the holy name with attitude of control, but with attitude of service. Sevon mukehi jivado. Yesterday I was explaining Swayamevasvarati. It's impossible actually to obtain realization of Krishna, his name, his form, and this by our material senses. Krishna will only reveal himself when he will see the sincere attitude of service of someone. Sevon mukehi jivado, svayam eva suratida. Then he will be inclined to reveal himself. That means the holy name will feel inclined to reveal himself to us. That means to reveal his form, his qualities in our heart, to appear in our heart, Krishna, when he will see our service attitude. And our service attitude is to serve him. What does the holy name want? He wants us to introduce other people to him. By introducing other people to the chanting of the holy name, it's like that we are presenting them to Krishna. And that makes him very happy. This is serving the holy name. Prabhupada explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada explained that actually one has to understand that we are a servant of the holy name. And servant of the holy name means that we have to share and spread the holy name with others. Then the holy name will feel naturally inclined to reveal himself to us. So this is what Vyasadeva opened This is the opening of Vyasadeva at the end of Bhagavatam. And this is why all the greatest Vaishnava, they always chant the holy name. Prabhupada was always chanting. Not only because when he had some beads in his hands, he was always chanting. I have heard from many, many people who have been driving Prabhupada in cars or being around Prabhupada, that when there was silence, many times they heard Prabhupada was actually whispering the holy name. He was chanting. Always chanting. You know why? Because when a Vaishnava chants purely, when he chants the holy name, he can see Krishna in his heart. Krishna is there. As soon as he chants the holy name, Krishna appears. So he can feel Krishna, the qualities of Krishna. He can even see the pastime of Krishna. Wherever he is, be he in the subway or in... The holy name is a transcendental experience. It's really an enlivening reality. It's not a concoction, you know. Every one of us know. Sometimes in kirtan we feel it's another world. We don't know what is this, you know. This feeling you cannot get nowhere else. When the holy name start to become a little bit to reveal himself a little bit, then everything else stops. We just become absorbed in that. We say, wow, what is this? No? Everybody of us knows. This is why we are chanting. We are hoping that this will come more and more. And at some point, the form will appear. This is what he said. And much more than this, the holy name will bring us to Goloka Vrindavan. And one day when we will chant, we will just open our eyes in the forest of Vrindavan. And here we will be. Krishna will be there. The Gopa will be there. The cows will be there. And we will be in the spiritual world just by chanting. This is what our acharya, they were experiencing when they were chanting, you know. Srinivas Acharya, Ramanushandra, Kaviraj, you have many stories. When they were chanting, they were entering into samadhi and their body stopped here externally, but internally they were in the pastime of Krishna. So this is what we are supposed to attain. It's possible, yes. But we have to have faith that this is there. This is what Prabhupada gave us. Prabhupada didn't give us just some religious chanting that can bring balance in your life. No, he gave us that sound incarnation of Krishna, which by if we accept that form of Krishna, then we can enter into the pastime of Krishna, into the eternal world of Krishna. This is what Prabhupada wanted. Prabhupada is making the point in nearly every of his purport that the goal of life is to understand one's eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. No? This sentence may be written everywhere. No? One has to understand his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. So understanding our eternal relationship with Krishna means knowing who we are in Krishna's pastime. This is our eternal relationship with Krishna. That means realizing what we call our swarup, or our spiritual identity. This is what Prabhupada is saying when he said, one has to realize his eternal relationship with Krishna. Sometimes it looks like a vague and abstract concept. Yeah, realizing our eternal relationship with Krishna means, okay, I am Krishna's servant. I understand. But this is not only this. This is the first step, that I can understand some horrors or that I am Krishna's servant. But how am I Krishna's servant? Who am I? What is my... He's saying, because understanding just that I am Krishna's servant, what is the relationship? is very little, no? Or I have to do something for him. But actually relationship is that Krishna is a person and I am a person also. And either we are friend, or he is my master and I am his servant, or he is younger than me and I have some maternal, parental affection for him, or he is my beloved. This is what one's relationship with Krishna. Prabhupada, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is supposed to bring us there, back to Godhead, not back to this material world once again, back to Godhead. So this is possible by chanting the holy name. No other way. No? No other way. This is Kalau nastyeva 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 gatira nata. Hari nama eva kevalam. There is no other way than by chanting the holy name. So we have to understand this verse, important, no? When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received the holy name from his spiritual master, Ishvarapuri, you know the story. He came back after a few days and he said, "Oh, good day. I don't know which kind of mantra you gave me. Every time I chant, so many tears start to fall from my eyes and I lose consciousness. I start to dance like a madman." And his spiritual master told him, "Yes, actually, this is the natural result of chanting this mantra I gave you. Don't be afraid. You are fortunate. This is the love of Krishna is appearing in your heart." And Mahaprabhu was explaining this story to Prakashananda Sarasvati in Benares. And he told him, "This is what my Gurudev told me. This is why I'm chanting the holy name. He told me, you are not qualified. You are murka. You are murka, you're a stupid fellow. You're not really..." Actually, Ishvarapuri never told that to Mahaprabhu. This is Mahaprabhu's version of the story. By his humility, he said, "My spiritual master told me I am stupid." He never told him that, but he told me I am stupid, so I have to chant only this mantra. This is only what can save me. And when he told me to do so, then he gave me another verse. And he gave me the instruction to keep that verse always in my throat. Which verse? Hari nama eva kevalam kalau nastyeva gatiranyata. The chanting the holy name of Krishna, chanting the holy name of Krishna, chanting the holy name of Krishna is the only way. There is no other. Kalau, in this age of Kali, Kalau nastyeva, there is no other. Nastyeva, there is no other. Nastyeva, there is no other way to reach the gati, the goal. So this is clear conclusion. And this is not just a verse lost there in the Veda. This is a verse that Mahaprabhu said his spiritual master gave him that verse when he gave him the holy name. So this is very important verse. That means there is no other way. Only by chanting we will attain the mercy of Krishna. So we need to have faith in holy name, no? According to how much faith we have in holy name, the holy name will reveal himself to us. If we're approaching him like some common thing, common mantra, then he will remain a mantra for us. He will give us a little peace of mind. And because that's what he wants. He wants some peace of mind, mind control, a balanced life by doing this meditation. Krishna will give us, but Krishna will not reveal himself. As if we understand this name, my Lord is you. I understand you have come to me in the form of that name. So I want to receive that name and chant that name like if I am receiving you face to face in my house, in my heart. I want to invite you in my heart in the form of that name. Then this is called Shraddhanamabhas. Then we are starting to chant correctly the holy name. And by chanting in this way the holy name, Haridas Thakur said, all sambandha or all reality will be revealed to us in our heart. This process will bring us very, very far, up to attaining one day the darshan of Krishna and joining in the eternal pastime of Krishna. Yes, we have received that. Prabhupada came to give us that much less gift, which is the holy name of Krishna. So thank you very much. I have a sad new tool I learned yesterday. Do you know Akuti Mataji? Akuti Mataji, you know her? Yeah, she has been diagnosed with cancer, final stage. So she will enter into the chemotherapy next week.
What kind of cancer?
I don't know. I have not. This is Bhakti Devi. You know Bhakti Devi? One young Mataji who was there last year. She sent me a message yesterday to tell me that. Please pray for Akuti Mataji. She was the pujari of Radha Madan Mohan during I don't know how many years.
What's her name?
Akuti.
Akuti?
Yeah. You know her? She's Prabhupada's disciple. Yes, she has been diagnosed with cancer. Final phase of cancer. I don't know the whole story. I just received a short message. So please pray for her that Radha Madan Mohan, whom she has been serving during so many years, will be merciful toward her. And if ever they want her to go, because after all this is their will, so please bring her your lotus feet so that she can continue to serve you eternally there like she was serving you nicely here. And if ever you want, you can also keep her a little bit more in this world. So this is the reality of this material world, no? We will remain here for some time only. But when we see our brother and sister living, it's always a sad reality at the same time. So we hope that whatever happens to her, she can fix her mind and heart in full devotion to Radharani and just remain eternally in the service of Radha Madan Mohan. Most of the jewelry here has been done by her. All the bracelets and necklets of the deities she was making, and many, many outfits also were made by her. She served really selflessly the deities during many, many, many years. So like this, we hope that we can also develop such dedication for the service of Radha Manohar and Radha. I think she was dressing Radha Madan Mohan. That was her life. I know because she told me she was so much absorbed in serving Radha Madan Mohan day after day, dressing them every morning. Like Mother Krita Mala is doing now. And she's a very sincere Vaishnavi. She's chanting a lot every day. And she likes to go in Vrindavan, always being in the holy dham. I was with her husband, Gora, in New York. Last month he came. I met him also, very nice devotee, very sincere. So this is the way. material world is like that. Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.